The war in the Persian Gulf, of course, dominated headlines all week. We examined Iran's emerging strategy and the effect on the global economy of the disruption of shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. We weighed the widening conflict as a test of an American president's governing style and of an Israeli leader's commitment to his own end goal. Oil has colored much of the coverage. We live in a world that still mostly runs on it and that relies on petroleum-based products. Oil-based fuel delivers the fertilizers that drive large-scale agriculture. Today, Taylor Luck explores the near and long-term challenges for another resource, water. Especially in the region at the center of this fight, it is both vital and vulnerable. As always, please watch our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, and our new app for developing news from that region and the rest of the world. It's Saturday, March 14th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, March 17th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. First up, the Persian Gulf region is a vital source of oil and gas for the global economy, but the war in Iran is putting scarce water resources for the parched populations there in jeopardy too. Taylor Luck reports for the Monitor. The vast majority of the oil passing through the Strait of Hormuz was Asia-bound. Now, countries there are forced to make do with what they have, highlighting the cost of fossil fuel dependence. And Scott Tyson and contributors Akash Hassan and Mark Saludes report from Beijing, New Delhi, and Manila for the Monitor. While the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences often nominates actors with flashy, scene-stealing performances, our film critic prefers the quieter, deeper approaches to acting. Contributor Peter Rayner writes for the Monitor. From tailgate diapering to college drop-offs, one car has seen a family of five through the miles and milestones. Contributor Kathy Buchenmeier writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Again, find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.